Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I know I'm pulling you out of a meeting, so we'll try to be concise and so you can get back in there. I know your input's important.
Well, no problem. How much time do I have? Because I could talk forever about Impression 5.
Well, we've got about 9 minutes or so this time, but I'm going to have you on speed dial. I'm sure of that.
Good.
Okay, you came to mind today because I looked outside. It was snowing. There's not enough snow outside to ski or go sledding here in the Lansing area. And I thought, what did I used to do with my kids on days like this? And, of course, Impression 5 came to mind. Untold hours. I probably should have paid rent there when my kids were those ages. So tell me about the great things going on at Impression 5 in the early days of January.
No, absolutely. And, of course, we have lots of events and opportunities that are available every day. January is kind of a neat month for us because you get through the holiday break, which is really busy, especially those 2 weeks, and then the kids get back into their routine and into school. And what we really tend to see is a lot of weekend visitation. And so what we do on a monthly basis to drive back repeat visits and to kind of increase the value of that is we take a month and we theme that month with a different program. So each month, really, you could visit the Science Center and you'd have a completely different experience. So the theme this month is ancient science. So we're doing everything from building trebuchets to doing dinosaur digs to creating our own representation of what the ancient world might be. And that's really an opportunity just to engage science with through kind of a different context. And then next month will be something different.
Very good. I you know, the trebuchet, that whole aspect gets a lot of hits on YouTube, so that's got to be a pretty popular one.
It's huge for us, and it's a really neat hook to teach kids about physics and science. I mean, we've got little mini trebuchets that children can build and then take home with them. And then, of course, we have really big trebuchets that we've built that we take out into the parking lot and do demonstrations with. It's a nice demonstration. It gets kids fired up.
I bet it does. I've got your website up in front of me. Well, visually, I'm excited just looking at it, first of all. And, man, it goes through everything going on. I mean, you want to tell folks what the website is?
Well, yeah, the website is Impression5, and that's the number 5.org. And a couple of things that are highlighted this month, of course, are that ancient science programming, but all of our other programming ramps up as well. January, we start little learners programs, which are for children 1 to 4 years of age. We also have scout programming. We have homeschool programming. And it's just a ton of things to do. You really could visit almost every day and see something different.
Now, what I always loved with my children is the whole hands-on thing. And I know folks hear hands-on museum, and it's that's what makes the kids want to come back and their parents want to bring them back over and over.
Sure. The whole focus of Impression 5 when it was founded in 1972 was to make sure that kids could engage science using all 5 of their senses. And the founder, Marilyn Eichinger, really felt that kids would learn best if they could engage science in that manner. So putting it in their hands and allowing them to see it, feel it, and hear it. And, of course, we don't do a lot of tasting, but there are some opportunities for that.
Well, I've seen that done there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really the whole focus. And so we want to make sure that kids can explore at their own pace through things that they're internally or intrinsically motivated to learn about and do it in an interactive way. And so that's what we challenge ourselves to do every day. I tell you what, the exhibit we have coming up in the end of January is going to be a hit. It's called Grossology. And it's all about the gross things that our bodies do.
Oh, no.
Yes, that opens January 29th, and will be a traveling show that will be open at Impression 5 7 days a week through May 15th.
Why don't you give us a hint, just to tease us, with a couple of the gross things that our bodies do that we'll be able to witness or discover at Impression 5?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna learn about things like vomit, and you're going to learn about gas. You're going to learn about lots of different things, snot. And then one of the really big hits of the exhibit is there's a life-size operation game, which we know will be very, very exciting for people to use.
I don't have to bring the kids with me, do I?
No, not at all. You can come all by yourself.
I think I'll do that. I'll get my producer Mark to come down with me. We'll have fun at the Grossology thing. That's right up our alley. What are some of your favorite parts of the job that you have there, Eric?
Well, you know, I started visiting Impression 5 when I was just a kid, and then I volunteered there starting at age 14, and now I've had the pleasure to serve as the executive director for the last 5 years. And I would probably tell you that my favorite part of my job is talking to other people about Impression 5. and it's probably because it had such a long history. But it's just a really neat place. I mean, we employ 30 fantastic people that are all really engaged in getting kids fired up about science, and every day is brand new. You have a different child that you can engage with, or there's a different challenge on the table. It's definitely, you know, a wonderful career for me and a fantastic opportunity for me to engage in the community.
In looking over your website, I, you know, saw something about field trips. What does a field trip at Impression 5 entail?
Sure. During the week, the majority of our business or foot traffic is really school groups visiting the capital city. And they visit from all over the state of Michigan. In fact, we have a number of groups that come from as far away as Glen Arbor or Glen Haven to spend the night. And so really what that is kind of a tailored visit for whatever that teacher is looking to engage their students in. And a lot of those visitors are fourth to fifth grade because they're visiting the Capitol as part of their civics curriculum. So they'll pile into school buses and visit the Science Center for a couple hours, and they'll do different demonstrations like slime or simple machines, whatever might help that teacher connect those kids to science. And then they pack them back on the bus, and they usually go see another venue in downtown Lansing, too, the zoo or MSU Museum or definitely the Capitol.
I have been to some amazing birthday parties there.
You know what's really interesting about that is probably 5 or 6 years ago, we didn't even offer them.
Yeah.
It was kind of an afterthought. And we started to package them as some alternative to, you know, going to a pizza joint and watching stuffed animals dance around. And it just absolutely blew up. And now we're getting to the point on the weekends where we're turning people away. You have to call in advance. You get a room and you get free admission for your kids and all the chaperones, and the kids get to use the Science Center as their activity. And it just turns out to be a really great opportunity, especially during the cold winter months.
What about membership, and how can you keep something, a wonderful place like Impression 5 going?
The membership is a really great option for families that like to learn together. For $60, you can buy an annual membership to Impression 5, which also gets you into about 400 other science centers all over the world. But just in Michigan, we're talking about Ann Arbor Hands-On, Detroit Science Center. And then, of course, you get to visit your science center as many times as you'd like. And that's been a really big value for our visitors, especially those visitors that are participating in programs like labs or homeschool days, because there's also a discount associated with that. But one of the things we found when we surveyed our membership last year is that a big value of that to them was that they could just stop in if they had an hour between things at the Science Center and wouldn't feel guilty about that, because if they were to come in and pay admission, they'd feel like they had to stay a half a day to get their money's worth. Sure. Now they end up coming more often, more frequently, because they can.
And enjoying it, which is what you want the folks in the area to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and membership has really picked up since we really started to focus on that 0 to 5 age group, too. There's so many programs that are needed for that young family, and we're happy to serve that.
Well, I'm thrilled to be able to talk with you. And as I said, I'm going to have you on speed dial to talk to you about all the events coming up. The hours, I have them in front of me, so I might as well go ahead. Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 12 to 5, closed major holidays. Eric, it's been a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Eric Larson, who's the excited executive director of Impression 5 Science Center. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.